Hello and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a podcast from Heat magazine that dissects all of the best showbiz stories of the week and just those popular culture stories that we are obsessed with. I'm Lucy Ford, Heat's entertainment reporter. I've got Joe Parkinson with me, Heat's showbiz editor.
Something like that.
One day we'll get it right.
Yeah, whatever.
And Heat's news director, Izzy Sampson.
Hi.
So first of all, I think we're going to start this for the next 7 weeks. The story that we're obsessed with is Love Island. It's the story that keeps on giving.
I watch it every single night and I'm completely obsessed with it, and it's so good this year. Last night, obviously, and that'll be 2 nights ago when this podcast comes out, the sex happened.
Woo!
Finally. So Kem and Amber and Jess and Dom quite obviously did it. I didn't like when Amber said to Kem, no, not there. I was like, oh no, not on live. Not on national telly.
I hate that.
For your first time.
That couple grosses me out.
Do you? Yeah. I think Amber is only doing the sex so like Kem's on her side and he'll definitely pick her when it comes to the coupling up. Because I don't think she's that into him.
She's playing the game, as she said from day one. She's like, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket.
Oh,
she said about 15 times.
She's obsessed with saying, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. But sometimes she says, my basket's open. And I'm like, is this like an online shopping like thing? And then she said, I don't want to put all my lemons in the basket. And I was like,
she's getting her metaphors mixed up.
She's getting very confused. But
I'm remaining quite quiet here because I don't really watch it.
Joe hasn't watched it.
Do you know what? That's fine. It does take up a lot of your life. It's on like 6 nights of a week for an hour. And you get so involved in these people's lives. And if you miss like a quarter of an hour, you're like, hang on. So he hates him now.
Mm.
She hates her.
Well, I watched it last week and it was the first eviction, I think.
Mm.
And there was boys crying and I'm like, oh my God, you're kidding me. We're supposed to fancy these boys who are crying. Oh. They've only known each other a week and they're like, my God, I'm going to miss you, mate, so much.
No.
And I just thought, actually, they're all total dickheads and I'm not going to waste my life on them.
Yeah,
and now you've
it.
Said about the sex and I want to watch it.
Yeah, there was sex. So Dom and Jess had sex last night. They got sent to the hideaway. They were really into it. Jess has been like, you know, I'm not doing it on camera. So many cameras here. My grandma's watching. Got into that hideaway. Was like, no, I'm going to do it now.
Of course.
So, yeah, of course.
And are they always drunk? Are they drunk all the time? Or is
I don't
like,
know. They're drinking like clear liquids, but I don't know if it's like vodka.
Yeah, they're never visibly drunk. They're not like falling over.
Not
but
like
they
big
are.
Brother.
So there was a big, big fight. So
yeah.
I want
I
to talk to you
this.
About this. So.
So I watched it on my computer because my housemates were watching something else on the telly. I don't know what else they could
a
have been watching.
A documentary or something.
So I watched it on my computer, but my internet's so bad that it kept cutting out. And I was like, oh, do you know what? There's 15 minutes left. What am I going to miss if I stop watching? It. Check Twitter like an hour later and everything kicked off. So I missed this. I need you to tell me all about it.
So Sam and Olivia have been coupled up since the start. And then Olivia has decided she fancies Chris, who's a bit of a game player. So she sacked off Sam. And then Sam was like, I'm really embarrassed. And when you're 21 and on Love Island, you can't articulate, I'm embarrassed because I've been dumped on TV. Mm. So he just shouted loads, being like, you're all snakes and you've been going behind my back. And he couldn't really say it. And then, you know, when boys sort of like have to get their mates to hold them back because if they do get into the fight, they'll probably die. He was being like, hold me back, mate, hold me back.
Actually, I don't really want to fight. Just hold me back, hold me back.
It's like you're 5'5", mate. There's no way
you're going to get into this
fight. It would definitely be a slap, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be like an actual fight. I did see that bit when he's like, I'm not bothered. Well, you are though, aren't you?
He said he was not bothered and then he said he was not bothered. So I'm lost. Is he bothered or not?
I'm not bothered.
Yeah, so basically everybody's playing games now. What do you think of Chris?
Because I hate him.
Chris has gone in, Joe, and he's been like, do you know what the problem is? All 6 girls in here fancy me. And he just bangs on about, like, everybody fancies me, everybody wants to couple up with me, and he loves himself so much. And we've all met this guy in our years of dating where he's just like, I'm sorry to break it to you, but everybody fancies me.
I have a rule of dating that I won't go out with a boy who's got better defined eyebrows than me.
Oh, they've got some good eyebrows.
You can see that he's in there waxing his eyebrows.
Boys, they spend far too much time on their attention. Just not my type
I know.
At all.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris is awful, and then he's like, he's like, yeah, all the girls fancy him. Does anyone actually fancy him apart from Olivia?
I think they do, and that's the really bad thing.
Girls.
So many of these girls are like, oh, he is really fit, though. And it's like,
is he?
In your early 20s, somebody being really fit was fine, but actually, now you're my age, you're like, well, if you've got a personality that makes me want to be sick on your face, then that makes a difference.
I love Camilla.
Yes.
She's the bright light of Love Island, and I'm so glad that she's coming out of her shell. I feel like you can see when Camilla's drunk. Her eyes go a bit glassy.
Okay. So Camilla, Joe, is this posh bomb disposal expert that's hooked up with Prince Harry and has somehow landed herself in Love Island.
What is she doing?
And she's really, like, shy. She won't ever get, like, like she doesn't really like wearing a bikini. She's really like scared to talk to people. She's quite hard work for the boys because they'll say like, "Oh, you're looking pretty," and she'll go, "Oh, you're making me feel awkward."
Oh,
so you know, she's sort of landed herself in there, but actually,
she's good.
Yeah, it's quite a good difference to the rest of the girls. In a way that the rest of the girls are like really putting it out there, like, "I fancy you, let's get off with each other, this, that, and the other." And she's like, "Oh, I don't want to kiss anybody on camera. And like, do I have to wear a bikini?"
So more like her then.
Yeah.
She's looking for love, I think. And she got her kiss last night.
Yes.
Yay.
And it was like a really big thing because she like had a kiss. And while the rest of them are just giving hand jobs out of the boat, it's just like.
She's just grim.
Yeah.
I do like who she's paired up with, though. I do like Johnny.
Yeah, I think Johnny's really handsome.
The most handsome. And he's like, "I don't want to spend all of my time in the gym. Thank you."
Yes.
It's so boring to spend all of your time in the gym.
He's definitely going to get fat by the end. But yeah. That's fine because they'll be in love.
Exactly. Doesn't matter.
Talking about fat.
Yeah.
talking about
what
fat.
What a segue.
That is an amazing segue.
Didn't even plan this, guys. So another thing that we're obsessed with this week is the lovely, beautiful Sam Claflin opening up about being body shamed.
Yeah.
So a few weeks ago, I think he did an interview where he said that he did an audition. This is his quote. He said, "I remember doing one job where they literally made me pull up my shirt and were grabbing at my fat going, 'You need to lose a bit of weight.'" So now he's doing promo for his new film, My Cousin Rachel, which stars Rachel Weisz as well. So we asked him, you know, what's been the support? Because Sam has got the most insane fan base from Hunger Games. And he said, like, the support's been really good, but he doesn't really want to be the poster child of it. And he gets quite open about it, and it's really nice.
To me, it's so fascinating that it's sort of blown up. I mean, surely people aren't that blind to think that this hasn't been going on for, like, decades, you know? I mean, I don't need support. Like, I suppose I have my insecurities like everyone else has their insecurities. But for me, yeah, it's definitely something that should be discussed. We're so used to seeing a filter on photos and people photoshopping and, you know, that's not reality, and that we have a warped sense of reality, and I think that's quite scary.
So he obviously worked out like a lunatic for Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And now everyone compares him to that. And he did say that he felt like a piece of meat on the set of Hunger Games often because he was pretty much naked the whole time.
I mean, his opening thing is him shirtless.
Yeah.
And that is his, like, because everyone, when they saw the pictures of him before he got cast, were like, "He's not Finnick." And then he got his shirt off and they were like, "Okay. He's Finnick."
He's definitely Finnick.
But that must be so much pressure to keep that up. That's not a normal body shape. You think about, you know, you hear all these horror stories about when guys have to bulk up for these films and they're eating ice because they have to dehydrate themselves and they can't eat anything and they're down like wine because they have to like dehydrate their whole body. It's not normal. Like, you can't look like that every single day.
And I think actually in terms of male actors, they change their appearance more than females, but actually, is that just because the pressure's so intense on the female actresses to remain absolutely tiny that they just remain tiny? Whereas guys,
I feel like, you know, he's saying this and it's really good that he's speaking out, but at the same time, mate, when were you ever that fat? And two, that's happening to women every single day in Hollywood. It's going to be worse than that. People are going to be like, I think Alison Brie said the other day that she went into an audition and she was auditioning for like three lines in Entourage and they were like, "Great, thanks for coming. Can you take off your top?" Like, that's how they went in.
And how is that okay?
And that's not okay. Obviously, that was years ago and Entourage is a lot of women in bikinis and stuff. But at the same time, like, somebody saying to Sam Claflin, "Oh, you need to shape up a bit," is bad for him, and I'm sure it's shocking for him, but at the same time, so many women are going to be going through this all of the time and are literally going to be eating ice for every meal.
I reckon that's the thing, that it's shocking, and I guess a room full of women is now like, we probably wouldn't be shocked by it, because even if you're not a celebrity, it's fed to you constantly.
Yeah, it's become normal for
and
women.
I think the shocking thing was that he's never had to do that before, because I think, I feel sorry for him, because there is that thing of, well, women get it more. So, you know, it's fine for men too, but actually that's not what equality is. Surely you should want nobody to have it. And it must suck, whoever you are, to be called fat sucks.
I just think what's interesting is that it's not discussed, and particularly for men it isn't discussed. So you don't ever think that guys actually are just as paranoid and about what they look like and about the fact that they may have put on some weight in this industry.
Yeah.
And not even just in this industry. I mean, I've got good friend who yo-yos up and down, and he's really, I mean, he's actually has a bit of a problem, but he can't really talk about it because guys don't talk about that type of thing.
But also, I think male actors, you get a lot of going up and down. So, for instance, like Jonah Hill or Leonardo DiCaprio, between films, they, you know, they enjoy
life.
Let
it all hang out.
They do let it all hang out. And then they, like, slim back down. Now, Jonah Hill's gone right back down again now. And Leo can look, like, really handsome and fit and then lets it go. Well, I think a lot of women just keep themselves at that one, like, size that they want to be. So maybe when Sam Claflin sort of let himself go between roles, he thought, hey, this is fine. And then he's been shamed. But, you know, it's good he's talking about it. But he seems a bit taken aback by the reaction.
Well, it's like, you know, Chris Pratt, who I do love, has said, you know, oh, I'll be fat again one day. That is not a freedom that female actresses have. They can't be like, oh, one day I'll be fat. You're not allowed to be fat if you're a female actress, whatever the role.
Never work.
Because I think this is the interesting thing that I do think sets men apart from women, is that there are a lot more characters for men that you don't need to be ripped for.
Totally.
So that's probably what Sam has been shocked by, because he did Hunger Games, and I think he's kind of done, he did Me Before You, where he lost loads of weight, got skinny.
I can't even talk about that film, it's too sad. I'm just going to burst into tears.
Moving on swiftly. And then he did this film, My Cousin Rachel, where it's period piece and he's, you know, wearing like 15 layers. So he's probably auditioned for something where he has to get his top off again, and so it's surprising. But for women, every role, no matter how complex it is, you have to be hot.
I can't think of a female role apart from Monster and the obvious ones where they're like,
they
get someone like Charlize Theron and transform her to make her ugly and my God.
Yeah. I looked up, I was like, oh, what female characters have I seen which are complex, but they don't have to be in like a skin tight leotard. I couldn't think of anything. The only things I could think of were like, do you remember there was a controversy a couple of years ago with Alice Eve in Star Trek, and she's like a scientist in it, and she's not even really a love interest, but she's just in a bra at one point.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Do you remember this? And it was literally no reason. And I saw The Mummy on the weekend, which I'm not going to hail as like a champion for complex female characters. But there is like a shot of Annabelle Wallace's abs that just don't need to be there. And she's meant to be a scientist as well, or like an archaeologist. She doesn't need to be as hot as she is. And I think that's probably what the shocking thing is, that for a role that you maybe have to be hot for, he's like, oh, I do have to actually buff up. But women, whatever the role, you have to be hot.
It's depressing.
The world's horrible.
So depressing. Let's move on to Katy Perry. Wow, Katy Perry.
I don't know what to think.
So she did a live stream. So she was locked up in the Witness House. Witness is the title of her new album.
Casey somehow missed it.
Brother Stiley. And so 72 hours of her life were filmed. There was 41 cameras in there, and various people popped in to see her, like Gordon Ramsay. She did some cooking with Gordon Ramsay. Sia went in there. James Corden went in there to play a game called Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts. So she had the choice to either spill her guts, answer awkward questions, or fill her guts with this horrendous food like 1,000-year-old eggs.
Oh. And the tongue. Bird saliva, which makes me want to throw up on the spot. We've actually got a clip of this where she was asked to rank how good her ex-boyfriends were in bed, because she's had some pretty good boyfriends. So he asked her to rank Diplo, John Mayer, and Orlando Bloom.
People are like, who's the one that got away about? Yeah. That's Groban.
Is he single though?
No, he's like one of my good friends.
Just give me a 1, 2, 3. Do you want me to help you? I think Diplo's third. I do. Because I think there's a reason people become DJs. So let's go. Diplo?
Yes.
And then Mayer, then Bloom. Bloom, then Mayer. Oh, there it is! That's a good... But we're saying all three are exceptional. And Groban, if you're listening.
No, Groban is like one of my good friends, and I just can't eat 1,000-year-old
egg.
I love that. So they're talking about Josh Groban. I think we learned a lot from Katy Perry from this. We did learn that she has a funny time with alcohol, and she gets the fear worse than most people. And which actually made me feel good, because I get to feel pretty bad.
But that was interesting.
So the fear of when she's been too drunk.
You know, when you had a lot of alcohol, and the next day you're like majorly anxious.
The worst thing ever.
You're texting everybody saying sorry, and they're like, what for?
Yeah. I don't know.
But I thought that bit was really interesting, because somebody sort of stepped in and said, like, no, I think we need to end the live stream. And Katie's just like bulldozing on through. She's just like, no, let's talk about my problems with alcohol. Let's talk about everything. It was very, very honest. It feels a bit too, like, you wouldn't see Beyonce doing this, is what I'm saying.
It's too much, almost. Like, you feel like nothing is off limits with Katy Perry now, and there's nothing we don't know. And
what else is there to give? She's she's exhausted all of her life story now. How is she, you know, next time she does an album, how is she going to promote herself?
Oh, my God.
She's given her entire life to the media.
Feels a bit D-list. I don't mean to be mean. I know we all love Katy Perry in here, but it feels a little bit desperate. Like, buy my album. Here's every secret that I've got in my whole head.
And it hasn't really worked because the album's sitting at number 5. And I hate saying this because
album.
I really enjoyed watching a lot of it. And I thought it was really great content. And half of me thinks, fuck you, Katy Perry, because, you know, the whole Kate Moss ethos, never explain, never complain.
Yeah.
You know, that is, I guess that is probably a good mantra to live by if you are an A-list celebrity, because that people just don't know enough about you. And then that's really frustrating when you want to know more. So in a way, this was really good for her fans, for, you know, to show them everything. But at the same time, like you say, Beyoncé is never going to do this. Taylor Swift will never do this in a million years.
Like, why do you think she's doing it? Do you think she's setting herself up as the opposite to people like Beyonce and Taylor? Like, I'm accessible. You know everything about me. Like, it's the time of social media when you can literally tweet me and I might tweet you back.
Anyway, yeah.
Then that's what she's trying to do. Or do you think this is a throw everything at the wall and see what sticks?
I hope it's the first one.
I want it to be the first one, but I think it's the second one. And I also think her album's called Witness. So she's like, ooh, everyone can witness everything about me. But it must be frustrating. I can only imagine how frustrating it is to be in a position where people are openly lying about you in the press. And that must be so annoying to hear lies about yourself. And if you fight back, then you look petty. If you don't say anything, then people believe it. So in a way, this is the way that she can be like, I know that I was, you know, cultural appropriation was an issue. I'm not homophobic, or whatever those issues that people have kind of kept throwing out. She can sit and do it herself and say what the deal is. But at the same time, she's sacrificing any shred of privacy that she has. Yeah.
I still really respect her. And you know what? I think she's really funny.
She is funny.
I think her, you know, she has such a great personality and sense of humour. She's so sharp. And I felt like that did come across mostly.
Yeah, there were ups and downs, because I did find it, you know, she did that carpool karaoke where she dished it all out about Taylor Swift and then has turned around and said, I love her and I wish her the best. Well, and clearly you don't, though, because you use that platform to get publicity about your album.
And then she,
you
know, got backlash
she knew,
for doing that.
Yeah.
And now she's turning it around and saying, I'm really sorry. You know, I really want this to end.
Yeah, and Swish Swish isn't about Taylor Swift. Of course it is.
Like,
and
you even literally said it was.
Even if it
And did
wasn't.
She change the lyrics? You know, she did the performance at the end of the live stream where she split her trousers. didn't she change the lyrics to Swish Swish to, rather than say, don't you come at me, she changed it to God be with you, babe. Also, I can't remember what she changed it to, but she changed the lyrics to Swish Swish.
It's kind of frustrating to have a song called Swish Swish, sounds very similar to Swift Swift, to, you know, Karma Keeps Receipts, when she said things like, oh, Karma will come for her, whatever. And to then act as if we're being insane for being like, it's about Taylor Swift. And she's like, no, it's not, guys, chill out.
Yeah,
it is.
Pick a side, Katie, and stick to it. Don't just like swish, wish about. Just keep, just perfect.
Yeah.
You've just got to like pick a, you either don't like Taylor Swift or you do. I think we all know you don't. So
yeah, you either don't
like
being confrontational or you do. You can't be like, females should work together and then blast her in the press. Do you know what I mean? You can't be both. I know that
you can't say females should work together and literally never feature a female singer aside from Nicki Minaj recently on any of your singles.
Exactly.
So,
very true.
Yes.
Very, very true. But I think we've had this discussion before. Are you still Team Taylor?
I just think Taylor will come out with an amazing record and I'll be like, yeah, I love her again.
I did listen to her Spotify.
Yeah, I was going to say, and what do we think about the fact that she released all of her all of her back catalogue on Spotify? I thought that was so clever.
I thought
so
that was
petty.
So clever.
She literally did nothing. She didn't do anything new. She hasn't released any new music. She didn't say anything. And she was top trending artist in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
She said everything she wanted to say without saying anything.
Yeah,
at all.
Totally.
She is so clever. And I also did listen to Taylor Swift and I did not listen to Katy Perry's album.
It's not as good, I'm afraid.
No, it's not.
I love Katy Perry's music. And just unfortunately, I don't think this album and this new batch of music is up to scratch. Is the same standard
as her
last?
Yeah,
not Teenage Dream, is it?
No, it's no Teenage Dream.
So moving on, we chatted also to Rachel Weisz this week. I said before, she's starring in a film with Sam Claflin called My Cousin Rachel. It's not like a biopic. It just happens that they have the same name.
Easy part.
So I love it when really like I think like proper actors or proper Hollywood actors admit that they love tacky British telly, because I think there's nothing better than tacky British telly.
Oh, no, there isn't.
So we chatted to her about, you know, the film, obviously. But then we wanted to know what kind of things her and Daniel Craig get up to when they're in just their private life, because
amazing.
I just want an insight into this. And this is what she said about, you know, Saturday nights at their place.
I really love Britain's Got Talent. It's one of my favourite Saturday night shows. I think the producers of the show have done a really great job. And, you know, there are some people, obviously, they're not going to get picked, but the people they picked, and they do behind the scenes and you get to know their story. And it just always makes me cry. I find it very, very moving that people have, you know, you feel like you could be walking down the street and anyone you're walking past might have this extraordinary gift, like a hidden gift, and they get this showcase to expose their talent. And I find it really moving.
I love that.
I don't reckon
Daniel Craig likes it, though. I reckon it's one of those ones where he's like, oh, you're not watching that crap again, are you?
He goes to, like, his man cave.
No, do you know what? My boyfriend's friend's been out for a pint with Daniel Craig.
Right.
He loves a beer. Very down to earth, apparently. You wouldn't
also
think it.
Also, loves Holmes Under the Hammer.
Oh, what?
That is true.
Another one who loves Holmes Under the Hammer.
So I was saying, when we got this clip, I was like, we've talked to a few people who love bad telly. Or, like, bad. I love it. But so I chatted to Mark Wahlberg. And
amazing.
Yeah, it's quite hard work. But he told me that he loves Holmes Under the Hammer. And
I mean, everybody sort of loves
that
show.
And how do we know that Daniel Craig loves it?
So that interview, I tweeted to the host of Holmes Under the Hammer, Martin, what's his name?
I can't remember.
Martin something.
Whatever. Martin Drama Pants.
Martin Fantastic Shirts.
Yeah.
It's Martin Roberts,
everybody. Martin Roberts.
I mean, who would know that?
In a million years wouldn't have got that.
Your close friend, Martin Roberts.
So I tweeted it to him and he retweeted it. And then when he went on I'm a Celebrity, he talked about it and he was like, oh, I saw this interview where Mark Wahlberg said that he liked Holmes Under the Hammer. And after that, literally my Twitter blew up and everyone was like, oh, you know, Daniel Craig has admitted that he likes it. And there was some interview in the past where Daniel Craig says he likes Holmes Under the Hammer as well. So
they're just normal people.
While Rachel's watching Britain's Got Talent.
Who doesn't like Holmes Under the Hammer?
I feel like celebrities probably have a lot of time, like, sitting in a trailer waiting to go on set. And at some point they're going to be like, just turn on the telly. And then, yeah, and they're going to see something and be like, this is an incredible show.
It sucks you in, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it really
does.
I love location, location, location.
Yes, oh my God.
I think I've seen every episode.
Yes.
I'm obsessed.
Well, any property programme, to be
Anyone.
Honest.
It's so aspirational. I can't even afford my rent, let alone, like, a country property for £800,000.
Yeah. My sister recently looked at a house, couldn't afford it, and it was on location, location, location. Phil and Kirsty got them a great deal. She's still furious.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah.
But the worst one is when you watch it and you get riled and then it was, like, filmed in 2004.
Yes.
You know, or you get excited going, actually, maybe property prices aren't that bad anymore. Yeah. And then it flashes up.
Yeah. Especially, like, the London ones where it's, like, £100,000. Like, oh, this was 1982.
Yeah. I mean, it's addictive. So, you know, it's like, Snoop Dogg loves Corrie.
Stop it.
He's like, Snoop Dogg is a really big fan. He talks about it all the time. I think he wanted to go on it. I don't know if he made it on. I feel like I'd remember.
As if they didn't let him on.
Yeah, I mean, would it work in the storyline? No.
They got Stormzy on EastEnders, though, didn't they?
Yes.
Which is the cringiest thing I've ever seen.
That was last week, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh, it was
a Little
so
Mix
cringy.
Video and EastEnders in the same week. Come on, Stormzy.
He's loving his life at the moment, isn't he? He's just like, I'm getting everything I want. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt loves Towie.
Yes.
Which I love.
Like, him and Anna Faris watched it once and just keep watching it. Do you know what? While he was over here for Jurassic Park, probably still watching Towie.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Probably knows more than I do.
In the trailer with Time to Kill, loads of it.
Yeah.
And they're either going to put on daytime TV or just, you know, go back and revisit the things that they like.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Definitely watching Towie whilst he's here.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris loves Celebrity Big Brother UK. And Spencer Pratt from The Hills and Heidi, like, have, I don't know if it's legal, but they have some way of watching British TV and they love all the reality shows. They just sit down in the afternoon and watch all the British reality shows.
But why do we think this is?
Because I think British...
get paid to go on them.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I think British celebs are unlike any other kind of, you know, like, different to, like, US reality celebrities. We have something, you know, like a Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
She's just a star.
Yeah, she's a star.
Rylan.
Yeah.
We have a really good batch of just, like, great reality TVs with, like, D or, like, Z-list celebrities.
And also, I feel like Jersey Shore was such a big hit in the US and everybody was obsessed with it and they loved like things like that, that it's really outrageous. Now, loads of our reality shows are made up of things that are like Geordie Shore or it's X on the Beach or it's something like that. It's like fighting and boozing and loads of sex. Well, I don't think they really have that as much in the US. They've got The Bachelor, but that's sort of going on dates and being all like nice and handing over a rose. Well, they come over here and it's just so good. Like
yeah.
Love Island.
They have like all the Real Housewives, but there's something messy about the UK. Like messy Geordie Shore. They don't care
it's
if they like
messy
piss the bed.
Out.
Do you know
what
I mean? Jersey Shore ended and they didn't get anything to fill that gap of like messy people on a night out.
Yeah.
That's all of
no
our shows.
we have
so many of them to choose from.
Yeah.
And finally, my favourite celebrity story, I think, of all time.
Yes.
Really is Lorde's secret onion ring Instagram account.
Yes.
It's
so basically, this website in New Zealand got this tip off from like a super Lorde fan saying, I think she runs this onion ring Instagram account, which like reviews all these onion rings. And what they did, it's so clever. Fans are amazing.
This.
Tracked. So all the onion ring reviews, the location had been left on. So it's like near places she'd played gigs. Also, like the people that were liking the pictures were like her manager, her makeup artist. And then finally, this is so good. The fan was like, look at the hand in the onion ring picture. It's got really short nails like Lorde always has because she never really paints her nails. She has very short nails. So good.
It only had 24 followers and one of them was Lorde.
Was Lorde. She
followed her own. Why would she be following that account otherwise?
And they just put paid journalists to shame.
Yes.
Like that level of creeping. We should have, you know how like the police force, they like use like the homeless circuit to like be their sleuths. We need to employ the stans, like the celebrity creeps who follow, you know when like a One Direction member follows someone and immediately they're all on it and they're like, who is this person? Everything. We need to utilize this.
We really do.
Because it's unearthed the best story I've ever heard in my life.
But also I'm a bit annoyed now because then she's cancelled it. She's got rid of the account. Why?
Deleted it.
Because
she
we can't
only
have good things,
five
Joe.
Or six reviews.
Yeah, exactly. She's got so much ahead of her. Like, she only just found out that Burger King did onion rings.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a posh one on a plane from Tennessee to New York. Like, she needs to go out there. She needs to come to TGI's when she's over.
Mm. I just think it's really funny. Look at that chicken connoisseur.
Yeah. Oh, is
that chicken connoisseur guy?
Yes. I mean, he's still around, isn't
he?
He's still around.
Phone adverts.
Now, I know that he's now shot to fame and she's already mega famous.
Yes.
But I just think it's really cool that she was doing something like that.
It's good to have a fallback career.
Gently.
You know, even celebrities need a passion project.
Exactly.
You know, there's knitting, there's, you know,
you want something
bird
for
watching.
Yourself. Exactly. You're either watching TOWIE or you're going around eating some onion rings and reviewing them online.
Maybe she ran out of things to say about onion rings.
I loved her comments, though. It was like, very chewy batter, soft white onion, very good. Like, just...
Yeah, she thought it
to
through.
To the point...
Yeah.
Knew exactly what her 24 followers wanted.
And it's amazing how different onion rings can look.
I know.
Yes. Yeah.
See, she's celebrating the diversity of onion rings.
She could have gone there with the sauces, what sauces to have with them that they offer.
Branched out. I want to know.
If you run out of onion rings, there's chips. There's so many varieties of chips.
Mozzarella sticks. That would be mine because it's, you know, you can get some really good ones or some really bad ones.
Get halloumi chips up on the market near the heat offices.
Amazing.
I'm starving right now.
I'm so hungry. I want to know if other celebrities have secret Instagram accounts though.
Oh my god, that
I bet
be
like
so good.
Rihanna has like a Sylvanian family's like appreciation post or something. Or like Justin Timberlake, I bet reviews hot dogs.
Snoop
Dogg,
like
bad street hot dogs.
Is really good at growing really big Swedes in his garden, and then it just posts about that.
He met the cabbage guy.
Is
it the cabbage guy?
No.
Oh.
I mean, Snoop Dogg, please tweet us if you do secretly grow big Swedes.
But Snoop Dogg did. There was a guy that grew the biggest courgette or something, wasn't it, in the UK, and Snoop Dogg flew over to meet him.
You see?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg has a lot of time on his hands, is basically what we've concluded.
Curry, giant vegetables.
Yeah.
Someone give Snoop Dogg some work.
Yes,
he's clearly grasping for it.
I bet he doesn't need it. He's written all these hits. He's writing hits for everyone else. He's just
got a cooking show with Martha Stewart.
He's smoking a bit of weed. And he's just having a good time.
Exactly.
I wish I was Snoop Dogg.
Don't we all?
And on that note, with us hungry and wanting to be Snoop Dogg.
Starving.
So that is it from We're Obsessed With. It comes out weekly every Friday. And if you like what you hear here, the magazine is out now. And of course, Heat Radio is on 24/7. And you can go to heatworld.com for the breaking news. And if you want any from us personally with more of these tidbits, you can follow me on Twitter at LucyJ_Ford.
I am at Joe Parkinson. But I think my Instagram account is better. I'm rubbish.
Okay, what's your Instagram?
It's just... It's Joe Parkinson.
And you can just tweet me at Heat World. Just you know, feedback. Do you want to be Snoop Dogg? Do you know of secret celebrity Instagram accounts? Please just let me know at Heat World.
Yeah, please do. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.